know, if somebody messes up, you hear the meal. Unless they skip.
And then you can argue, well, which one of us was correct?
Well, let's look at this guy.
I can't control anything. Well, I guess I can.
Oh, I would just look at you to say I was wrong.
Oh, I don't care.
To fix things.
Oh.
Nobody has any questions about you.
What's that?
Nobody's even hesitating about you that you would mess something up.
Yeah. And actually, I wonder, have you guys found listening back to recordings of us doing this helpful?
Like discussing?
No.
Oh, just in general?
Just listening back to the recordings. I feel like that's also maybe made you aware of some things that you weren't.
Especially
aware.
Last week.
I didn't manage to do it last week.
Last
week's was very helpful for me because I figured out that I didn't practice Corcovado at all. And I had problems with that, so I actually managed to actually put a little time in that.
We hadn't done that one before.
No. But you know, I thought
that's
like
why
if,
you hadn't practiced
if she comes in today,
oh,
like I would be fresh again. You know?
Ah.
But the recording told me, oh, you have to actually look at this.
It's a, that's a good tune to know. It's one that singers tend to call that. So there are certain singer tunes, too. It's not everything that we have in the book. There are certain ones that only, you know, horn players will call. And then there are certain ones that only singers will call. And so, yeah, have to know both, ultimately.
Anyway, I like the voice.
Yeah, she was. And she seemed kind of musically aware too.
Yeah.
Let's try footprints. Yeah. So 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. Oh wait.
Let me think how that gets.
Huh?
It's 4. I'm on the and of 4, right?
But yeah. That,
okay.
Yeah. 1. Is that an okay speed?
Yep.
All right. That's another good one. I mean, it's interesting. I didn't plan it out that